Well, Steve, sad to say, here we go again. Minutes before she was shot and killed by a Fort Worth, Texas police officer, Atiana K. Jefferson is her name, was playing video games in her bedroom now with her 8-year-old nephew. A neighbor had called the police after seeing Miss Jefferson's front and side doors open, and a call the neighbor said he regretted making. Okay, the two responding officers quietly kept around outside the dark house where Miss Jefferson lived with her mother. After unlatching a fence door and walking into the backyard, a white male officer saw Miss Jefferson, who is black, through her bedroom window. He shouted for her to put her hands up and immediately fired a single shot through the glass, according to body camera footage released by the department. The officers do not, they did not identify themselves as police in the video. Miss Jefferson's nephew was still in the bedroom when she was
Oh,
killed, the
man.
police said. Atiana,
Jesus.
who went by Tay, graduated back in 2014 from Xavier University of Louisiana with a degree in biology. She was working from home selling pharmaceutical equipment as she studied to apply to medical school. Officer Aaron Dean has resigned. Dean, who joined the Fort Worth Police Department in April of last year, still faces criminal charges as well as possible civil rights violations.
This is a
Wow, this makes me
scared ass
sick.
police officer.
Man,
That's
boy,
what
in my
this is. You
stomach.
scary, and you shouldn't have this kind of job. You
But
just
see,
firing off.
that's the
He's been
problem we
arrested.
have is
Oh,
that,
he has.
and it's usually black males that get shot. Black women get shot. That it speaks exactly to what Tommy is saying. You are a coward who has a uniform, a badge, and a gun. Your police training has failed. You did not identify yourself as a police officer. You did not give a person a chance to show you their hands. You just shot and killed an innocent woman. Amber Geiger was in Dallas, and now this police officer in Fort Worth. But now listen to this. This is the ninth police officer shooting in Fort Worth this year, and seven of them have been fatal.
Oh my God.
And
ninth
now we
one
got to
this
see.
year. So the Fort
That's
Worth Police Department is just
disturbing.
shooting people.
That's what it sounded like to me.
It makes me sick.
And we got
stomach.
To wait on the jury. We still don't know what's gonna happen. We still got to wait.
And it'll probably be a year from now, yeah. The police officer has been arrested.
And
by
that's
the
well,
Aaron
the
Dean.
Police officer resigned first, but then they went over there and arrested him. But the
As
family
they should
called
have.
For that. The family was on TV saying, he killed an innocent person. Someone should be arrested. We know who it is.
In her home?
We ain't guessing.
And
this
what
is
happened?
The second one. Hold up, man. People go to schools and get killed at their school. You go to the movies and get killed. You go to church and get killed. You get pulled over by the police, you can get killed. Now, you can get killed in your house.
In your own home.
A festival.
Just playing video games.
With your nephew.
And what is this with the police not identifying themselves now? What is that about?
I don't get that part.
Basic
that.
Police training 101.
Absolutely.
So it lets a person know when you identify yourself as a police officer, whoever you are, even if you're a perpetrator of a crime, it causes you to pause because, you know, okay, there's an authoritative figure outside and he has weapons. So that gives you a chance to give up. Uh-oh, I'm busted.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you don't make the, hey, I'm a police officer, this lady just playing video games. Show me your hands. She probably turned around with that one of that joystick or something in her hand. Pow.
And the trauma that her 8-year-old nephew has to deal with
and
now.
He was the one that told the family that the police officer killed her. An 8-year-old.
Jesus.
Well, if you're outraged, about this story, as we are, please post your comments at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram or Facebook. Coming up next, we're going to switch gears here. The nephew is in with today's prank phone call.
I don't want to do nothing.
That's coming up right after this.